Algunos querrían que las elecciones se pararan ya.
Podemos leader Pablo Iglesias rallies supporters in the southern city of Malaga. His party will soon face the first of several regional elections here in Spain's most populous province. Stretching from the border with Portugal to the tip of the southeastern coast, Andalusia has been a stronghold of the socialist PSOE party since the end of the dictatorship of Francisco Franco in the mid-1970s. When the 2008 financial crisis hit Spain, a massive protest movement saw hundreds of thousands of people take to the streets, campaigning against public sector cuts and job losses. Podemos emerged out of the leaderless Indignados movement, seizing on the anger felt by ordinary Spaniards.
They occupy an emotional space that couldn't possibly be filled by any other party in the center-left in Spain.
That's Manuel Arias Maldonado, a political scientist at the University of Malaga.
The Communist Party, they must be very bitter now, you know, because the program is very similar to Podemos. I mean, they have been supporting this discourse for years, but they have never succeeded electorally. But Izquierda Unida couldn't possibly perform this cathartical or you know, like purification function because their brand was tarnished. They sat down in the boards of the public banks who were busted, you know. They were sat down there along with other political parties and with the unions. So they could not represent the new.
Andalusia has the highest unemployment rate in the whole of the European Union. It's also a rural farming zone. And while Podemos' social media campaigns have mobilised young and urban fans, they have yet to resonate with many traditional voters. Manuel López sits on the party's Citizens Council.
It is true that Andalusia is a difficult place because of the traditional support for the socialists and also the ruling Popular Party, or PP, which is also strong. But polls suggest that our popularity is still growing and that nothing is decided yet.
But critics think Podemos' strategy of a cooperative democracy is too simplistic. Among them, Professor Maldonado.
They're saying that the situation will be solved via some kind of magical trick, via more participation, although they don't explain how that will be, you know, implemented, via rewriting of the constitution. And in that way, they are just refraining from a deeper debate about how to solve our problems. And people are buying that.
The new party, however, has been able to harness a certain sense of optimism that they can deliver.
Teresa es nuestra mejor candidata para ganar las elecciones en Andalucía.
It's raised around $500,000 for the regional campaign and spent much of it on television advertising. Podemos has been polling almost 20% in Andalusia, not as high as nationally, but enough to become the second or third largest party in the regional parliament. But some polls suggest the party may have peaked. It now faces a challenge from another anti-establishment group, Ciudadanos, a centre-right party which some say has clearer policies for change. In the small town of Almeñeca, resident Marie Carmen Garcia says she's still undecided about who to pick.
I think Ciudadanos is more respectable than Podemos. Podemos maybe says things that people want to hear, but they don't really explain what will they do. Most of the people we don't trust anymore in the politicians. Me, for example. Older people, they're a little bit scared about changing, but I think it's time to change. I know who will not get my vote.
In recent weeks, much of the Spanish media has turned on the young upstarts, printing allegations about leaders' tax affairs and speculation that the party is receiving money from the government of Venezuela. But spokesperson Manuel López vows that if elected, Podemos will clean up Spanish politics.
We are going to raise transparency to levels currently unthinkable. We're going to endow the media so that corruption can truly be fought and so that there is real accountability of how public money is spent. But more than that, we want the public to be able to follow in real time where the money is being spent.
Se gaste de manera eficiente y que no se derroche.
But as the country heads towards the national vote in December, the knives are out for Podemos. These regional elections should indicate just how the new party will perform and if it has enough momentum to put a sizable dent in the country's political establishment. Nick Martin, FSRN, Malaga.